The Springfield School Board says it wants the district to develop a new policy that would direct teachers on how to introduce controversial issues in the classroom. The board's decision follows a complaint by the parents of a third grader who said a book about race and police brutality was inappropriately taught to their child. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
The complaint goes back to the end of the last school year when the children's book, Something Happened in Our Town, was read during an online lesson for a third grade class. The lesson happened soon after police killed George Floyd in Minneapolis, and the book tells the story of two families, one black and one white, and how they deal with the police killing of a black man in their community. Jeremy Desjardins is a police officer who lives in Springfield, and he objected to how cops are portrayed in the book. At a meeting last week, Desjardins told the school board that the book should not have been read in his son's virtual class without checking in first with the parents.
I think that this conversation is very important and should be had. However, the way it was done in this classroom and the committee that was formed said that this probably wasn't a good first book to start those conversations. And it wasn't probably the best book to start in an online learning forum.
Desjardins said the lesson could develop negative bias in the young students against police officers, and he filed a formal complaint, which was discussed at the Springfield School Board meeting last week. The board spent more than an hour hearing from teachers, parents, and community members, who largely pushed back on Desjardins' claim that the subject was inappropriate for third graders. At the meeting, Ricardo Dorsley said his three kids, who are biracial, have experienced racism in the Springfield school system in every grade. And he said it was hard to understand why a formal complaint would be filed against a kid's book when black students are forced to deal with racism on a regular basis.
Because I really do think that it's important to meet this need for our youth to understand what should be acceptable and what shouldn't when it comes to race and racism. I actually think that we need more books like this at every level.
School board member Michael Griffin agreed that the schools have an important role to play in addressing racism in America, but he sided with Desjardins and said teachers should include parents and guardians in on sensitive discussions.
We're teaching morality here, and we can't do this as a school district saying it's coming whether you like it or not with no opportunity to let a parent add to the conversation and be joining in on the conversation.
Marissa Nelson is a second grade teacher, and she's also a member of the district's equity committee, a group of teachers and educators that promotes racial equity in the curriculum and supports students of color in the schools. Nelson said the equity group is reviewing all of the books in the libraries and classrooms in the Springfield School District to weed out books that show implicit or explicit bias. But this book, she said, belongs in the classroom.
Most of the things that we're evaluating are the things that are racist, that have bias, and that book would not be one of them that I would take off my shelf in a second grade classroom.
A committee that was formed to look into the complaint found that the teacher could have done a better job preparing the class, but that the book should not be removed. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.
And audio for this story was provided by Springfield Area Public Access Television.